Lake Quivira is a private gated community and city united around a lake, but divided by a county line. Most of its homes are in Johnson County, while its clubhouse, golf course, and 17 homes are in Wyandotte. As part of our ongoing exploration of the Johnson-Wyandotte County border, Christina Leffring looks at how the county line affects this unusual community.
Hi.
On a recent winter afternoon, I pulled up to the gate of Lake Quivira.
I'm heading to the clubhouse.
This is the only way to get into Lake Quivira, at the northern end of the lake in south-central Wyandotte County, right near the Johnson County line.
Thank you.
But driving along the winding roads around the lake and through the surrounding woods, it's impossible to tell which side of the county line you're on. Which is why I've got to ask.
Are we in Johnson or Wyandotte County?
You're in God's country, Wyandotte County.
Do you know exactly where the boundary is?
Yes.
Yeah? Where is it?
My driveway.
That's John Yurchek, a lifelong Dot born and raised. He nurtured his family in Kansas City, Kansas, and long worked at McEnany, Van Cleve & Phillips Law Firm in downtown KCK. After their kids moved out, he and his wife Rita downsized to Lake Quivira. They live on one of the few lots on the Wyandotte County side. But Rita looks confused when I ask her why that was important to them.
I forget it's there. We get along very well with the neighbors to our right, and they do live in Johnson County. I never even thought about it.
Well, the only thing is, like in the snowstorms, the Johnson County side gets all the snow, and Wyandotte has sun shining on it.
All kidding aside, the line does, it turns out, have a role in governance of this strange suburban enclave. Courtney, or Corky Nason, has lived here since 1968 and served on the board of Quivira Inc., a powerful, well-funded neighborhood association. It's based out of the country club, which all Quivirans are required to join. It maintains the golf course, the dam and docks, 24-hour security, and private roads. We met in the dining room of the country club, with large bay windows looking out onto the lake. And he says the county line comes up in a couple of ways.
If you're dealing with the dam, you're going to be dealing with the Wyandotte County people. If you're going to be dealing with the assessments and the amount of money that we pay taxes to Wyandotte County, we got to take that into consideration. The vast majority of our assets, other than the lake, are in Wyandotte County.
Kids on the Johnson County side would go to Shawnee Mission schools, while their Wyandotte neighbors would go to Turner, though many Quivira kids go to private schools. The biggest difference is property taxes. While there is a range of property values on both sides of the county line, a house of the same value will be taxed higher in Wyandotte County.
I would say probably my house, if I was over here, would be at least 50% higher, in some places 100% higher.
Building a city in two counties wasn't exactly the plan. It was supposed to be a resort town, and its location was chosen based on where developers could dam the water and create a lake. The lake was dammed in 1928, but when the Depression hit, development slowed to a crawl, and residents complained. In 1941, they created the Homeowners Association, Quivira Incorporated, and bought out the developers. The city of Lake Quivira was formed in 1971 because of a rumor that Shawnee wanted to annex the community. Nason says he and his wife had been on vacation, and when they came back, the place was in an uproar.
Some of it I could actually prove, but some of us, the talk of the lake, was that they wanted to annex us because at that time we had our own sewers, we had our own water district, and they said they could get the revenue from us and they wouldn't have to spend any money on us.
There were rules against forming cities across county lines, but the two counties made an exception for Lake Quivira. According to Nason, it worked out well for both parties.
Lake Quivira is a good example of how you should get along. We have roots in Wyandotte County, and we have several people here who have been in Wyandotte County politics. They know people, and we get along.
Larry Meeker also served on the board of Quivira Inc. Not only that, he was once mayor of the city of Quivira.
Are we in Wyandotte or Johnson County?
We're in Johnson County. You just came from Wyandotte County when you came from the clubhouse.
Do you know where the line is? I didn't notice a line.
No, there's nothing. No, there's nothing on the ground. The lines and the imaginary line, as all political lines are.
Meeker says Lake Quivirans have such a strong sense of community with strong civic engagement.
Probably one of the best measures of that engagement is if you'd look at the voting record. You know, Johnson County, metro-wide, whatever, particularly in an off-election year, we're happy if we get 10%, 15% of the registered voters to vote. Out here, it'll be three or four times that.
Meeker says people out here feel more like Lake Quivirans than anything else.
I mean, the county line just really doesn't mean anything, other than in perhaps the finest points of governance.
Clubhouse dues include a small dock on the lake for each household. A thin layer of ice bobs on the surface of Lake Quivira, and covered boats and grills are waiting for summer. That's perhaps when the line between the Dots and Johnson Countyans is least noticeable, when so many Quivirans are out on the lake together. For KCUR News, I'm Christina Leffring.